for students thinking about college. Taking college entrance exams, such as the SAT and the ACT, that's a big part of the process. Most high schoolers know the drill. You sit in a silent room for hours, you fill in a bubble to answer questions on a variety of subjects, you cross your fingers. Well, the ACT covers math, science, English, and reading. Today, the company behind the ACT announced a few new options for students taking the test next year. Here's NPR's Alyssa Nadworny.
It's kind of rare to find a student who's good at all the sections of the test. You might be really good at dissecting a sentence, but not so great at reading graphs. For Cavante Doris, a senior in Nashville, Tennessee, he took the ACT and did a lot better on the English than the math. So he's taking a class that's helping him improve.
Plus 38. Okay, you're right there.
If I combined it, I got X.
Right? And then combine your X's, what do you get?
It's not that Cavante doesn't like math. It's just that sometimes he gets tripped up.
I get real frustrated if I don't know what I'm doing. And then like once I get frustrated, I kind of like shut down. And then it's like test time and it's like, what am I doing?
He knows he needs a higher score on the ACT because he wants to be the first person in his family to graduate from college.
I just want to get to that point to say I actually went and completed college.
In order to improve his math score, he has to retake the entire ACT again. That's 3 full hours of reading, math, science, and English. But starting next September, a student like Cavante will have the option to take just one section of the test. It's part of a number of changes that the test maker announced today.
You can just focus on that one section, and you don't have to sit for 3 hours. That's a big benefit.
That's Martin Rorda, the CEO of the ACT. Another change, students will get something called a super score. It combines your highest score on each section, regardless of when you took them.
It will measure your full capability and your full potential. And that, I think that's great news for the student.
The September 2020 test will also be available online, which will make it so students can get their scores in just 2 days. That's instead of waiting weeks for results in the mail. Experts say this is a game changer for students trying to make application deadlines and figure out where they're going to apply to college and their options for financial aid.
I think it's great news, but there are also implications for this.
Lindsay Barclay leads an organization called College Tracks that helps low and moderate income students apply to college. The opportunity to take just a section or two of the test is valuable, she says, but she's worried it will benefit wealthier students.
Those who have access to test prep, which can be a very costly investment, may be able to take the test multiple times and take various sections to improve their score. But for students who don't have access to test prep, they may not be able to prepare as strategically.
Research has shown that test scores better predict a student's income than their ability to do well in college. That's one reason more and more colleges are dropping standardized tests from their admissions requirements. Experts see this move as a way to make the ACT more appealing for students, so they take this test and not the rival admissions test, the SAT. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.